bring you the formal report, bring Michelle into the picture. Triple Team Traffic, listen closely, starting with Ricky Meese.
Where drivers need to be especially careful is on bridges, overpasses, anywhere there's air going underneath on and off ramps. So be careful there. But for southbounders on I-15, your KSL travel time is about 1.5 to 2 hours if you're going from downtown Salt Lake City, southbound I-15, to Lehigh. But the delays extend well into Utah County. In fact, they continue really all the way down to Provo, almost Springville. On the west side of the valley, your valley freeways, I-80 is pretty rough. We've had an accident at 7200 West, so that's caused delays. But the 21st South Freeway, heavy and slow from I-15 all the way to I-80, I-215's west and south belts. Your surface streets and main secondaries, Mountain View Corridor, Bangor Highway, 5600 West, Redwood Road, all seeing delays. Michelle?
I-15 from Provo to Point of the Mountain are heavy in both directions. Traffic is at a crawl, and the roads appear to be snow-packed and slick. Now, I-215 Eastside Belt Route, I-80 in Parley's Canyon is heavy and slow, especially at the mouth of the canyon and the summit. Big Cottonwood Canyon is also reporting to be heavy and treacherous. Restrictions apply in the canyons, Mark.
Yeah, okay, good job again with the folks traveling up north out of downtown. You dealt with a lot of traffic only a couple of hours ago when every road was slow. It's really improved. Northbound I-15 in and through Davis County. Highway 89 still sluggish, but still moving. I-84, same deal. What's really improved is Legacy Parkway, as has I-215 at the north end. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.